Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live coming at you from the first day of Fort Fest, the officially unofficial first day of Fort Fest. I don't know how to characterize it because there's nothing official about Fort Fest, but June the 28th is the day that we've been pushing as the start of Fort Fest for the last year, basically. So is this... But to some people, ForkFest started on June the 21st, which was when I arrived. And for some people, it started on June the 18th.
Well, technically, you can declare any time or place ForkFest with equal authority. So, I mean...
Yes. I mean, it's weird, and I'm not sure how things are going to shape out. From what I've been hearing, a lot of people are planning to leave on Wednesday. But also,
yeah, it sounds like it.
A lot of people are also planning to come back this weekend. So I don't know exactly how things are going to shake out, but I'm interested to see it. And I've been talking with people about the prospects for next year. And from what I can gather, it was actually Sean who runs Let's Get Loaded Fries. He actually had four food trucks here this year about what we should do. And... you know, there's still a pre-party here at the campground every single year. People show up, you know, like the weekend before.
Mm-hmm.
And that party has no name. It's just people showing up early, hanging out, starting to get set up, and having a good time. Then there's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and then there's ForkFest, which happens a week after.
Maybe we should fork ForkFest from Somalia Fest and have the pre-Pork Fest party, Somalia Fest, and the post-Pork Fest party, which I don't recommend saying 10 times fast, be ForkFest.
That's exactly what Sean suggested, and I really like the idea. I think that's probably the most effective way of doing it, which would put ForkFest next year as being June the 18th through July the 30th.
Mm.
That's the Wednesday after. I mean, after that, you know, the normal people start, the non-libertarians start coming in, and the vibe changes. Suddenly, you know, things start going missing occasionally and stuff like that. The campground isn't as clean because the libertarians here are notoriously good at cleaning up behind themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, we believe in ownership of our property, which means that if you leave something behind, you are responsible for that.
Yes. So the vibe changes after Wednesday, and it becomes just different. This year, there's no live music to, you know, culminate the end of ForkFest, as it were. And it just seems like it may be a better idea because we're also going to be working more closely with the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year to create the biggest and best festival that we can. And it seems like we can work with them to have both the pre-party and the after-party, both of them just sort of called ForkFest because that's probably the simplest way of doing it, and categorizing ForkFest as something that occurs from June the 18th through June the 30th. But I don't know. I'm still talking with people about it, and it's going to come down to what do people want, you know? Because, I mean, it's not really what they want. What are people doing, I guess, is the most important
right.
thing.
Because are you coming up here early or not? And are you staying past Wednesday or not?
And it seems like most people came up here early, and most people are not staying past Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So let's capitalize on that in the way that a good anarchist would, and let's say, all right, well, those are our dates then, because that's when we're going to be there. So let's promote that, the pre-party and the after-party. That's what I'm leaning toward right now. Of course, I'm not in charge of this. I'm just, you know, one of the ones who's going to be promoting the dates over the next year. But anyone can set the dates, as you said, to be whatever they want.
Well, if you do that, I might just decide to create an entirely new event called Somalia Fest that takes place after ForkFest until the 4th of July.
You're more than welcome to. There used to be a SporkFest. I think last year SporkFest happened prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But the way all of this started, I mean, we talked about it the other day, and I'm pleased to announce that although there were some issues between myself and Carla Garrick, she actually approached me the other night. Saturday night, in fact, we buried the hatchet, and we're back on good terms again, as long as I don't make any more donations to any of her campaigns under the auspices of the Reformed Satanic Church.
A reasonable request, I think.
It's reasonable, sure, and, you know, I'll admit, I did that to troll. I love to say, you know, I was just donating money to her Senate campaign. or her representative campaign. I don't even remember what the hell she was running for now, but it was intentional and by design to do it from the Reformed Satanic Church instead of from Aria di Mezzo.
There was an intentional dig there.
It's like the best kind of, you know, passive aggression, in my opinion, is when you can do something that's genuinely nice to someone and it just pisses them off. To me, that's peak passive aggressiveness. And if I'm known for anything, it's being fairly passive aggressive. So, you know, I'm not going to lie. I did that, you know, intentionally to troll her. But it was also, as I said, to characterize that, hey, I'd have no hard feelings towards you, but I'm still going to troll you because that's what I do. But anyway, it was an awesome time. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, I mean. It was amazing. Saturday night was amazing for me because I ended up judging the rant competition, the soapbox idol competition. And I didn't expect that. I was just there prior to the thing, and Carla approached me. I was like, hey, do you want to be my third judge? I was like, sure, why not? And that was when we sort of buried the hatchet. But at my first Porcupine Freedom Festival 4 years ago, everyone became aware of me when I did soapbox idol competition. Everyone thought I won that year. I didn't. I actually placed second. But the
now,
rant was
that,
so,
that was the was that the LGBT rant that you did then?
It was.
Nice.
And then 4 years later, or 3 years later, this is my fifth Fork Fest, but it's my fourth year.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense, it all gets very confusing in my head.
That same here. This is my fourth Pork Fest because my initial experience of New Hampshire was Pork Fest, but that means I've been here for 3 years.
Yeah,
but
I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, wait a minute. If this is my fifth Porcupine Freedom Festival, then that means I was here in. That means I came here 2 years with Will Coley and then went back to Mississippi, but I didn't. I only did that for 1 year, so I had to sit back and actually think about how all of this crap works. And I was like, okay, yes, 4 years ago was my first one, but this is my fifth one. And that's hard to figure out on the fly.
Yeah, you lost me.
Yeah,
it's
all very confusing. But Thomas Knapp is going to be joining us at some point today, and I'm really excited to talk to him because he's just about the only libertarian I knew from back before Call to Freedom, back before Free Talk Live, and back before my first Porcupine Freedom Festival. He was the one who saw Aria di Mezzo go from this random person writing a blog at anarchistgmail.com to someone sitting next to Tom Woods and Jeremy Kaufman judging this event at the largest Porcupine Freedom Festival in history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been amazing to be a part of that. I mean, really, to have had all of this happen for me. I mean, it was a moment of pride sitting up there, you know, judging this competition that just 3 years ago, see, I'm already confused again. 4 years ago, I don't recall. I was, you know, no one knew who I was, and I was just this random trans person stepping up onto the soapbox to do a rant. And it's been a fun 4 years.
And definitely a great point, because, like, either this is something that is not your choice, in which case you can't be proud of it, or it is something that's your choice, in which case you have a whole other set of problems.
Well, that wasn't even what my rant was about. It was just about how... It was about what the people are arguing about now. Someone, another trans person told me, was like, you were actually ahead of the curve on this by several years because I was ranting about essentially the presence of kink at LGBTQ pride parades and how they're openly sexualized when, to me, it's about trying to live your life peacefully. You can't argue that what people do in the bedroom is their own business if you're taking that and you're putting it out in the streets.
That is a good point.
For the entire world to see. And look, I know people who walk around in Keene wearing leashes and collars and stuff like that. It's not common, but I do know people, and they shouldn't be shamed for that, no. But is that really how the LGBTQ community wants to present themselves to the world as people to be treated as equals? To me, it's not a good message, and kink I don't see in any way being related to LGBTQ issues.
I mean, I can see why people would conflate them, but, those are definitely different things.
More coming up from ForkFest. You can still join us. We're here until July the 4th. ForkFest.party is the website. One more time, that's ForkFest.party. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from the first day of Fork Fest, June the 28th. I'm joined now by
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Chris.
And I'm Aria, for those who somehow didn't know that. I didn't think to say that. Now, we were just talking off the air about the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the massive crowd that it had. And we're not sure what's going to happen with Fork Fest because we don't sell tickets. I could go up to the office and ask, you know, well, what sort of reservations do you have for this week coming up? And, you know, they would give me a general idea. But I kind of like to be surprised. I don't see any... that information wouldn't have any real value to me except to spout it on the air. And I don't really care that much. You know, people will show up. People will leave. There will be someone here.
I mean, you get bragging rights, but that's not worth tracking people over.
But we were just talking about how, you know, the Porcupine Freedom Festival had hit 85% of its, or Rogers Campground had hit 85% capacity Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, more people arrived. Saturday, even more people arrived. I mean, the place was packed.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that many libertarians in one place in my entire life.
Right.
And we were talking about a lot of people, it's always a hot issue here. Oh, someone needs to buy Rogers Campground, but no one is doing it. And I am at my wit's end for people sitting here saying, we should buy this place.
So,
well, put a plan together and buy the place.
So there's a couple of problems with that, actually. So people have tried to buy it, actually. And some of the issues are that there's certain documentation that has not been kept on Rogers Campground. Taxes and things like that have been paid, but because that documentation has been kept, you can't get a mortgage on it.
I am aware
and
of that.
Even
but
the people who have the money to put the down payment on it can't buy it as a result, and they're also asking for
No, you're thinking in terms of, oh, let's take out a loan from the bank for $1.5 million and buy the place. There were 3,000 libertarians here Saturday. No one put any effort into saying, hey, we're creating a fundraiser to buy this place so that we can keep doing this instead of, you know, what the future holds, which is someone else is going to end up owning this place.
It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, but if you spread that out across 3,000 libertarians, it's not as much money.
It's
but no
not.
One's interested in doing that.
It's not, but you're...
They just want to keep freaking talking about how someone needs to buy this place. It should be us. Okay, then do it.
Look, there's been serious efforts.
No, there hasn't. There's been serious conversation, but no one has done a damn thing except Mark Edge. And
yes.
That's who you're referring to. He's the only one
yes.
who's put in any
yes.
effort into actually acquiring
there
this place.
There were talks. There were negotiations. Twice, I believe. And it just they couldn't come up. They couldn't come up with, you know, what needed to happen because of the paperwork.
The paperwork is only meaningful if you're trying to take out a loan from the bank in order to buy the place. Are you telling me there aren't enough libertarians with Bitcoin that they could just cash out and buy this place? I'm almost positive there are.
I think the answer to that is that it could potentially could have been purchased. However, you know, do you throw all your money into a place that's not, you know, not making enough money? And, you know, what's the risk and all these other factors? And, you know, it's... There are a lot of people with, you know, cryptocurrency, and they do have a bit of wealth, but how many of them are dedicated hardcore libertarians who moved to New Hampshire and, you know, for the migration movement?
Well,
you know?
It's difficult to say, and look, I'm not trying to say that someone should cash out all of their Bitcoin and buy Rogers Campground or anything like that, but cashing out one of your Bitcoins for some of these people?
One Bitcoin is, what, $40,000 right now at most?
Yeah.
So it's not enough to buy Rogers Campground.
No, but you only need 20 people to do that. And I guarantee you that there were 20 libertarians here who had at least 3 or 4 Bitcoin
that
they could...
Is that right? Is that math right?
Yeah. That would come out to about $2.5 million, I think.
And what was it, $3 million that they were asking for the campground?
No, it was like $1.5 million.
Oh, yeah, you might be right. Okay, maybe it could be done.
I'm just saying the means are certainly here. I mean, the fundraising
yeah.
options are certainly here. All it takes is someone to actually develop a plan and put it into action, and no one wants to do
all
that.
Right,
they just
right.
want to
are
say,
you ready to put down your
no,
$40,000
I made it clear I'm not going
Bitcoin.
To, but I'm not one of the ones sitting here saying, we should buy this place.
So we are way too close to when I'm asleep for me to be doing math on my own, so I use my handy dandy pocket rock. So 40K times 20 is just $800,000.
Okay, so we would need 40 people instead. But there were still more.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. So, like, they were asking, what, 1.5 for this place?
I believe so.
All right. Hang on. I will use my handy dandy shiny rock.
At any rate, you don't necessarily need 40 people selling one Bitcoin in order to make it happen, because libertarians are notoriously not limited to just Bitcoin. The means are certainly there, right? The issue is just that everyone wants to talk. No one wants to do. And that's the issue you run into libertarians all throughout the United States. They want to sit there and talk on Facebook. They don't want to actually do anything to help the cause of liberty. And that's one of the reasons I get so frustrated when I hear people saying, we should buy Rogers Campground. Yeah, well, go post on Facebook about it. Because you saying that is every bit as helpful as going on Facebook and posting about how much you wish.
I have to say, I'm not quite so cynical. I recognize that it could still happen, and sometimes good things take time, you know?
It certainly could still happen, and I'm not saying it won't, but it won't happen if people keep saying, we need to buy Rogers Campground, instead of saying, okay, I'm going to develop this plan, and I'm not going to be the one to do it. I have no interest in doing it. To me, whether or not someone else buys Rogers Campground, they're like, no, we don't want the festivals happening here. Fine. We'll find a different place to do our festivals at. I'm not emotionally...
That sounds a lot easier said than done.
Yeah, it does.
I mean...
Not really. I mean, if you can say, hey, look, we want to bring in 500 people to have a festival, and all of these are paying customers, no one's going to say no to that.
I mean, you don't have the... You're going to have to develop the infrastructure, and...
There are plenty of campgrounds in New Hampshire, Chris.
Not large enough, though. And there's, that's the problem.
Okay, well,
Rogers is the largest campground in New Hampshire, which is why it's here.
Right.
There, it has been held at smaller campgrounds in the past when the event was smaller.
Then it will just have to be a smaller event if no one buys Rogers and the next owners are hostile to the freedom movement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not emotionally tied to Rogers Campground or the 3,000 attendee Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I don't think anybody is emotionally tied to Rogers Campground specifically. And to be honest, I don't even know this is that great of a campground. It's dilapidated, things are falling apart. It needs a lot of work. I mean, they can't even, the water systems can't handle, you know, the 1,400 people that we've had in past years. It certainly is not going to be able to handle the 3,000.
I would argue it's the best campground for this, not because of the infrastructure or anything like that, but because it has some of the most lax administrators and owners that, you know, you can find out there.
Yeah, I mean,
Crosby basically lets people do whatever the hell they want.
I think the part of that, though, is also the financial incentives, right? Like, let's be real. Even if somebody hates us, when we bring in 3,000 people and you're the primary festival for... And bring the primary...
Keep in mind, you were just arguing that it's going to be hard to find another campground for a festival.
Oh, so no, I'm absolutely arguing that because, like, number one, we're loud.
In New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, I'm talking about.
Number two, I mean, while we do generate a lot of business for some of the businesses of Lancaster, there are plenty of people in Lancaster that I'm sure just dread this every year.
Yeah, but they don't matter. The only person who matters is the one who owns the campground.
So the reason that it would continue either way is because basically Porkfest and Forkfest are the tax revenue from this town is mostly Rogers Campground.
Mm-hmm.
So take that into account, and then take into account that whoever owns this property, if they're not bringing in the revenue from Porkfest and Forkfest, this campground goes down. It's no longer financially feasible to maintain this campground.
Well, and it does matter what a town thinks, because otherwise they get together people and start acting politically to get you out.
Fair points. More coming up from Forkfest 2021. It's officially unofficial. Come join us at Rogers Campground. We're here until July the 4th. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. forces in Syria have been attacked. A military spokesman says several missiles were fired at American forces on Monday, but there were no casualties and no one was hurt. That comes after the Pentagon said the United States carried out 3 airstrikes near the Iraq-Syria border. Regarding those airstrikes, President Biden says,
I directed last night's airstrikes targeting sites used by the Iranian-backed militia group responsible for recent attacks on U.S. personnel in Iraq. And I have that authority under Article 2.
Folks in the Pacific Northwest are dealing with debilitating temperatures as a heat wave broils the region. Seattle, Washington, setting a record high of 103 on Monday. The governor lifting COVID restrictions at cooling centers and places with air conditioning, like shopping malls and movie theaters. USA Radio News. The national average for a gallon of gasoline is up 2 cents to $3.15 a gallon, but a number of other factors will mean additional increases as of the 1st of July. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lumberg tells us about the factors for any additional increases.
Some states are hiking their fuel taxes starting July 1, so there's a few reasons that we might see a few more pennies at the pump sometime soon. The biggest one to affect the average will be California. That's upwards towards one penny, but then there's another couple of pennies in certain fees. So there's a number of states where costs are going up in various forms, mainly fuel taxes, but also wage and other business cost hikes.
Mixed bag on Wall Street, with the Dow losing 150 points, the S&P gaining nearly 10 points, and the NASDAQ rising 140 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, ordinarily talk radio that you control, but we are off-site at Rogers Campground for ForkFest 2021. We're here until July the 4th. It's disheartening to see a lot of people leaving. A lot of people are staying, of course, and, you know, we're expecting more people to show up throughout the weekend. The Porcupine Freedom Festival was like this as well. Monday, there were very few people here. Tuesday, there were more. Wednesday, there was more. Well, this is Monday, so we would expect this to be the lowest turnout. However, it seems that a lot of people are planning to leave on Wednesday. I gotta say, though, the only people I'm not upset to see gone are those annoying Bitcoin maximalists that sat right there and ran their mouths 7 hours every single day about a subject that they know nothing about.
You know what's funny about that is I didn't really see that too much, but I've heard from other people, and they got called out, like, constantly by like, other people. It was pretty funny, I thought.
Which is good. I was strongly considering grabbing the microphone at one point, because they have a live Q&A session at the end. I sincerely thought about going up there and just grilling these people, because they were Bitcoin maximalists, huge advocates of the Lightning Network, which, from what I can tell, is pretty much the sign of a Bitcoin maximalist. If they say, oh, Lightning Network, okay, yeah, you're a maxi, and you're probably dumb.
You know what's interesting?
Not dumb, but uninformed, and not very well versed in cryptocurrency.
What I've noticed is a lot of people who are, like, Bitcoin maximalists, I wouldn't say that, but Lightning Coin fans have actually, at least in our community, have actually been like, oh yeah, I'll accept, you know, Monero, I'll accept Bitcoin Cash, I'll accept Dash. So it's kind of interesting, because it seems like a lot of the people who are not in New Hampshire who are Lightning Coin or Lightning Network fans are more so the type that have never accepted cryptocurrency, they've never spent cryptocurrency, they've never used it, even though they're advocating for the Lightning Network, which the whole point of is to re-enable people to be able to spend Bitcoin.
It was really fascinating hearing them talk. I was talking with someone who had actually gone up and grabbed the microphone from them. That was Mo, by the way, for those who didn't know.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And I said, it sounds to me Like, none of these people have ever actually bought or sold anything for cryptocurrency. And he said, yeah, well, you're exactly right. I tried to buy a cup of coffee from one of them, and they couldn't get it to work. So that's the level of expertise people are dealing with as they sat there listening to these guys. They're people who don't know how to accept or send an actual transaction.
I was talking to one of them, and I was kind of being facetious with him. I was like, hey, I support surveillance coins. Do you? Like,
yeah, I mean, this is what happens when you have an event where three-fourths of the people are from out of state. You're going to get a certain amount of people who are coming, not because they want to move to New Hampshire as part of the migration movement, but basically because they want to make a buck off of, you know, what all the awesome stuff we've got. You know,
well, I mean, that, going sure. on. Not for nothing. I came here to make money, and I'm up a little
bit. There's nothing wrong with making money. I'm not saying there is, but that's not really why we're here, like, you know, in the grand scheme of things. You know,
well,
I mean, we are.
I think we're here to.
Well, I'm here for freedom. I don't know why you're here.
Yeah, but freedom means that I have the right to do what I want, and I've achieved these
things.
And
part of that is capitalism, but part of it's also other stuff. And if all you're here, if all you care about is capitalism, I can.
No. It's not like I put that at the top of my list. I came here to have fun, right?
Right, so, me too.
But and making some money was fun.
Absolutely. Same here.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know.
But they're just about the money part.
Right,
and
yeah,
that's
yeah.
the difference, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why they were here, except, I mean, I've never even heard of these people. I've got their pamphlet here because someone invited me over there, and, you know, I listened to them the first day and wrote them off almost immediately. I don't know who Joe Saz or Tony Vaze are. They're people I've never heard of.
You know,
and I'm one of the Crypto Six, so how influential or knowledgeable can these people really be?
Everybody starts from somewhere, so I'm not going to write them off because of that, but I am going to start writing them off when they start saying stuff like, they've never actually used the Lightning Network, or they've never used Bitcoin, or like, and they have no plans to move up here or anything. Like, how much do they really care about freedom? You know, how much do they really care about, you know, the things?
Well,
that
they were paid to be here apparently by some company called Embly
That's the other thing. It's like they're here because somebody's been paying them to be here, right? And they're not from here. They're not planning to move here. They're just...
Well, I don't mind a cryptocurrency advocate who's not in New Hampshire, as long as, you know, they're advocating the use and encouraging the use of cryptocurrency. But I literally listen to them shout
right.
people down for suggesting currencies that are actually usable in the real world.
Right, right.
They hate it on Monero. They yep. hate it on Bitcoin Cash. Like, Mo offered $5 in Bitcoin Cash to anyone who would open up their wallet. And one of these maxis, immediately said into the microphone, all of you people who raised your hands, you just sold out your principles for $5.
They're paid shills, man. What do you expect?
But paid shills for who? They're not paid shills. They're Bitcoin maximalists who someone handed a microphone.
Didn't you just say that they're being paid by some company?
Yes, yeah, and I just looked it up.
I mean, that sounds like a paid shill to me.
I just looked up Embly, and they're actually a Visa card. They're saying it's the easiest way to trade, and you can use it on all the big platforms, you know, like Amazon, Netflix, and that sort of thing.
I mean, speaking of trading, they did a panel Friday at 11 a.m. called Trading Bitcoin with Tony Vaze and Joe Saz. Can you imagine listening to two people who don't know how to spend cryptocurrency doing a panel on trading Bitcoin?
Yeah.
But, I mean, what can you do except, you know, counter their arguments? And, of course, that's what Free Talk Live does. I'm not a Bitcoin maximalist. The closest I would come to being any sort of maximalist would be a Monero maximalist. But I'm not even that. I'm a cryptocurrency maximalist. I'm not even that because I like the goldbacks just as much as I do cryptocurrency.
I invested some goldbacks while I was here, and it's great. It was very receptive to a lot of the vendors here. And I'm going to carry it through to the next event, Jackalope. And so I can't wait because I guess they were primed last year with the goldbacks. And they're going to be seeing a bunch of New Hampshire goldbacks down there.
Yeah, the goldbacks are cool. I'm certainly not a maximalist because the maximalists will refuse to use anything else. But I have to say, like...
Well, not necessarily. Like, Chris Reitman, who used to host the show, describes himself as a Bitcoin maximalist.
He's not.
But he will accept other...
I've never heard him describe himself as that, but even if he is, he's not, because he accepts other cryptocurrencies.
Yes, but he immediately converts them back into Bitcoin.
Okay. Alright, that still doesn't sound like a maximalist to me. He's a maximalist.
Well, he describes himself as a maximalist, and I'm not going
to
argue with him about whether or not he's a maximalist.
That's fair. I don't know. I mean, like, and that's the thing. Like, in New Hampshire, it seems like even the people who might be Bitcoin maximalists are willing to accept other cryptocurrencies.
Well, they're not going to turn away paying customers.
Sure, I like Monero, and I'll say I like Monero too. Like I like privacy coins, but at the same time, I recognize that you know our infrastructure is not there to support you know merchants accepting Monero. So
it is though. I mean, last year I was the only person here who was spending Monero.
I spent a little bit of Monero this year and last year, but. Yeah, no, I know what you mean. But the thing is, like, until you have the merchant integration for it, it's hard to spend with, like, traditional merchants.
This has been a sore point for me because the AnyPay people had Monero logos all over their office, yet their protocol, the one that's relied upon most heavily here at ForkFest and in Keenan and Portsmouth, doesn't support Monero. So I would almost make the argument that AnyPay, at least in regard to using privacy coins, has been holding us back.
It's
notwithstanding the awesome, incredible work they've done.
So there's reasons for that that go beyond like their ability. So obviously you know that Monero is very different than Bitcoin and forks of Bitcoin because it's a totally different code base. And so there's some complications there. And some of the things that AnyPay has been forced to do because of legal reasons has put us in that situation. This isn't them, and they've been saying they want to add Monero back, but it's a huge undertaking, effectively. So it's in some sense, yeah, it is holding us back, but it's also government, really.
Sure.
And there's not going to be, unless you have an intermediary with the resources and time and energy and developers, competent developers, to actually build a platform that can support Monero, it's going to be a challenge because most merchants,
necessary. Just have the business owner open up their Edge wallet or whatever.
And that works fine.
And generate an XMR code.
Let's go back to why AnyPay exists in the first place.
I don't think we're really going to have time to get into it, but it was to be a payment platform to make things easier for people.
If you don't want to give your employees access to the cash drawer, that's what AnyPay solves.
What I'm not hearing here is the pirate coin. What do you guys think about R? Like,
I mean, there's a million different coins. I can't possibly have opinions on all of them.
Sure, but I hear a lot of more talk with Pirate Coin than Monero here.
It seems like another shill kind of coin.
More coming up from ForkFest. We're Free Talk Live.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com, That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from Porkfest here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And I got to say, I love being here. I love Porkfest. But I'm in this weird position of also just tremendously looking forward to the end of Porkfest because I will be returning to Keene. And if you go to freetalklive.com, you'll see that I just created a blog post about it. That will be the celebrated return of Aria and Ian doing Free Talk Live together in the same studio again. And there's going to be a Freer Talk Live after Free Talk Live.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so technically Freer Talk Live is Free Talk Live. It's just broadcast on different platforms. That's just the nickname we gave what is basically just an internet-only version of Free Talk Live.
FCC unregulated version.
Yeah, but it's still Free Talk Live. So I ran that by my attorney. I was like, look, it's not broadcast on terrestrial radio, but it's still Free Talk Live, so this is covered, right? Waiting to hear back from him because it's all very confusing, and the definitions and terminology is just very important, evidently.
Yeah, dot your I's, cross your T's.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be July the 5th. It'll happen live, so that will be probably our second return to live shows because, I mean, Sunday is the last day of Porkfest. I'm not going to try to delude anyone into thinking that we're going to somehow pre-record a live show while also taking everything down and preparing to leave so that we don't get charged for another day or any of that other nonsense. July the 5th, I'm tremendously looking forward to it. It's great to be here, and it's great to see so many people here, and I'm thrilled. I mean, you mentioned Pirate Coin
that.
Yeah. There were representatives of them here, right? Weren't
yes.
they down there doing Pirates of the Caribbean every night?
Yeah, they get that big
night?
Movie screen, and you
that
think,
was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It was kind of funny is that
Didn't they show the same movie every single night?
No, they showed all the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay. There's a series, yeah.
I know there's like four movies.
Here's another reason
why. I was going to bring it up.
Okay, go ahead.
That it was just really funny because they called Pirate Coin, but they bought the rights to the movie, and I was like, I asked them like, hey, well, I might be able to get you like pirated versions of Pirates of the Caribbean, and they're like, no.
They clearly don't know this audience.
maybe they should announce that they bought the rights.
Yeah, right.
They actually bought from Disney the rights to broadcast.
I think they did the licensing thing so as if they were a theater.
Right.
And so they.
Well, that's buying the rights, not the exclusive rights, but they bought the rights to basically just play the movie for.
That. Yep.
I mean, at least.
What cowards, man.
I know, right?
Do they think there's going to be a Disney rep running around here in the audience? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah, this is the place to be afraid about people reporting you and everything.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. And they're the ones who are shilling Pirate Coin? I don't know about this now.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, these are not our people.
There's certainly not. And, you know, there are forks of Zcash. There's hundreds of forks, if not thousands,
yeah,
of Zcash.
There's Zen, there's Hush, there's a bunch of them. And they have the privacy turned on by defaults, too. Or there isn't a non-private option for them. So,
right.
Yeah, so plenty of other better options, I think, than Pirate Coin.
I mean, between choosing Pirate Coin and Hush, I would go with Hush, simply
definitely,
because I know the developers behind Hush.
Yeah,
and,
sure, that makes sense.
That goes a long way.
Yeah, either Zen or Pirate, probably. Or I'm sorry, Zen or Hush, not Pirate.
Horizon is also a good choice. I haven't spoken with the Horizon developers in quite some time. It's probably been 3 years, but they were good people, and they believed in privacy, and, you know, that's the important thing here.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really... not like a real privacy coin, but they had some. It was better at the time,
right?
Sure.
Yeah, they created infrastructure around it to create more privacy, but it's not really. I don't think it's fully secured like this.
That was one of the weird things I heard from the Maxis, actually, when someone mentioned Monero. I was like, well, how do you know? What if they discover a glitch that, you know, magically makes all of this, you know, supposedly hidden information available? I was like, okay, then in that case, it's no better than Bitcoin.
Right.
But it's
right.
not any worse than Bitcoin.
Yep.
And they will immediately patch it and fix it. So, I mean, sure, that thing right. can happen. I believe it actually did happen at one point.
It did. To some degree, anyway, it did. Yeah.
It was something like it revealed the details of like 90% of transactions or something like that. But Monero fixed it.
It was. I don't think it was like that. I think it was more like you could determine with enough effort a certain percentage of the transactions you can make the connections. But, yeah, it was still a security issue that it was an imperfection that showed it said in its early days.
And they fixed it.
They did. And
versus Bitcoin, which has no desire to fix those things.
It's you know what tells you how well it's been developed? One of the ways is how long has it been around? How long are people using it? And how badly does the government want to crack it?
Yeah.
And this is one of the reasons why I know Bitcoin has proven itself, because it's been how long and they haven't cracked it. Obviously it's not private, but it is they haven't been able to forcefully take crypto from people other than, you know, if it's on a hosted exchange or something like that, right?
Sure.
So we know Bitcoin works technologically speaking, but Monero works too in that it's been around one of the longest coins that's been around that actually has real good math behind it.
And there's fairly good reason to believe that it was Satoshi Nakamoto's creation.
Monero?
Yeah. I personally...
Interesting.
I tend toward that theory. Well, the white paper from Monero and the white paper from Bitcoin has some spelling similarities and some grammatical similarities that suggest they may have, in fact, been the same person, which would make sense. Satoshi invented Bitcoin and was like, oh, I didn't anticipate the creation of these problems, so now we need to create a way to fix those. But whoever created Monero, they did a really good job. And I trust it a lot more than I trust, you know, a Bitcoin mixer to maintain my privacy.
For sure.
I never understood the value of mixers except to create so many transactions that it was difficult, but still not impossible.
I mean, the problem with mixers is, technologically speaking, you could use technology to track it still. It's just a human can't, but that doesn't change the fact that it can be done.
And there's plenty of blockchain analytic firms that do exactly
that.
Right,
exactly.
How does a mixer help, right?
I think in their, you know, earlier days, you know, before we had things like Monero, it made sense. I mean, look. Here's
how long
thing.
Has Monero existed, though? I don't think there
it's
were that many early days between the creation of Bitcoin and the creation of Monero. Maybe like 4 or 5 years.
Monero wasn't around when the original Silk Road came out, so let's
go
back to that point, right? And I think if you look at it from the perspective of, say, like a drug dealer, right? A drug dealer isn't not expecting to get caught. They're expecting to get caught eventually. What they need to do is extend that time period before they actually get caught. And something like Bitcoin does that, even though it's not anonymous, right? Something like Monero does that, even though it is anonymous, but they still have that risk because they have to send out a package, and that package has a zip code on it. So you, at some point, with enough data, you can start going back and filming, like, you know, I don't know, drop boxes for where you put the mail in to send out the drugs, and eventually you can figure out who it is. So even,
but the reality is that the vast majority of cryptocurrency transactions, including Monero, are completely above the board and completely legal. I don't know why you would jump to selling drugs as, you know, this thing about cryptocurrency.
I just want
financial privacy.
Right, and I agree. I'm not trying to. Drugs just is the
simplest. Well, you're playing the media's game when you talk about.
It's
that's true. When you talk about privacy and immediately jump into selling drugs. I just want to buy a cup of coffee without the federal government knowing what I bought and why I bought it and how much I spent on it.
I want to be left alone. I don't want the government or anybody to see what I do on a daily basis. Like, this, you know, privacy is super important to who we are, but, you know, the ability to use cryptocurrency has opened up all these doors to maybe what we couldn't have done, and maybe that falls under drugs. But
my only point with that was to say that it's not always about, you know, having complete privacy. It's simply about extending the amount of time that which you have you know, privacy for. It's about minimizing the security risks that come with not having privacy.
Sure, I just don't want to jump to selling drugs as a reason for privacy. I always go to the example of having sex in the bedroom.
Very few people are using it
for drugs.
I close
my curtains when I have sex. And it's not because I'm doing anything illegal. It's because I value my privacy.
Absolutely.
And I feel like most people can understand that analogy. They're not having sex with their windows wide open because they value their privacy. And for the same reason, it doesn't matter what I'm doing behind that closed door or behind that closed curtain. I just want the privacy while I do it. To me, that's the approach to take. It's not, oh, well, this person wants to sell drugs. Hey, have you considered Monero? It's got shielded transactions. Hey, you value your privacy. Have you considered Monero? And I think that's a stronger, healthier approach.
I prefer Monero, and I've never bought drugs with Bitcoin. So,
if you count caffeine, I certainly have.
All right, let me rephrase that. I've never bought illicit drugs with Bitcoin.
Okay. I've also bought alcohol with cryptocurrency. I've never really bought anything with actual Bitcoin, I think, except maybe some car repairs.
Back right. in the day, before there were high fees and everything else, I did.
Sure. But the high fees came about in 2017, at the previous peak of Bitcoin, and as far as I could tell, they just never went away.
They've fluctuated. I'm still spending Bitcoin every once in a while for stuff, and the fees sometimes are low, like $1 to $5, and that's still ridiculous, but compared to especially some of the other cryptos. But
it is more coming up from the cryptocurrency festival. I wish I could spend cryptocurrency, but hey, I've got gold backs and I've got silver, and I can certainly spend those. You're welcome to join us. We're here until July the 4th. It's Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.